It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday to you. I hope you've had a tremendous day. I hope you had a good week. I hope you're getting ready and set for a tremendous weekend. I'll be here with you for the next 3 hours. I'm here, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, every weekday. That means Monday through Friday. You come here tomorrow looking for me, I'm not here. Or Sunday. I'll be back on Monday. But I'm here now. Enjoy it, okay? And we've talked about a lot in the first hour. NBA Finals is going to a Game 7 on Sunday night. Sunday at noon, we got a parade for the Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers. We talked about Kevin Durant. I guess he's going to get traded soon, right? Like right after the finals, maybe, hopefully, probably. Kevin Durant buying portions of an international soccer team. Probably just got a point or two. They ain't giving that man that much. Come on now. And then we got more to get into. Man, damn. We just got some suspensions that were handed down. Dodgers and Padres, like an MMA fight. Sammy Sosa and the Cubs reunited, and they feel so good. Shador Sanders, he's saying sorry for all of his driving incidents. You would have think Shador Sanders went to the University of Georgia the way this man is just driving all over Ohio. People hate Caitlin Clark. What else is new? Rafael Devers, he hated the Red Sox. Now he's a member of San Francisco. He gets to whoop their ass all weekend long. Next hour, Andrew Schlecht is going to join us. He covers the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're going to ask why the hell they choked last night. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And we got the Friday Funny. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, you want to give me a holler? You can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm on the internet. You can find me. I am at JR Sport Brief. At JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Yeah, I just told, and as I sit here in the studio, it's showing Rafael Devers tonight. Start a series, weekend series against the Boston Red Sox. So, of course, just great timing. He can go out there and annihilate his former team. It should be fun for him, not for the Red Sox. We'll get into that. And speaking of fun, man, some of these highlights, do I even want to call them highlights? The answer is no. Just the fights, the Padres and Dodgers, they hate each other's guts. Last night, the Padres were beaten up on the Dodgers 5-0. The Dodgers were able to scrape together 3 runs at the end of the game. And so the game seemed out of reach. And they've played each other like 7 times in the last 11 days. This has been going and going. We've had 8 hit batters in their most recent 4-game series. And so last night, Shohei Ohtani got hit a couple nights ago. People are like, why are you hitting a golden goose? Like, lay off of it, okay? Fernando Tatis Jr., he was hit by reliever Jack Little. This was in the 9th inning when it's like, okay, the game is over. Might as well try to hit their best player. Debatable, but let's hit him, okay? Anyway, benches were clear. Tatis got popped in the hand. They're like, man, if you broke this guy's hand, we're going to break your face. Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, he came out. Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres, he came out. Why are you throwing at my guy Tatis? I'm not throwing at your guy Tatis. Dave Roberts must have thought he was still playing baseball. He shoved Mike Schilt. Like, this was manager on manager violence. Okay? They got ejected. And then we went into the bottom of the ninth, and Shohei Ohtani comes to the plate. And, of course, Shohei Ohtani gets hit as well. It was just, it was a wild scenario last night. A matter of fact, let's listen to Tatis getting drilled. This call is courtesy of Sportsnet LA.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And now the bench is clear.
Oh, look at Doc going out there.
Mike Schilt and Dave Roberts trying to get at each other.
Yeah, man, I haven't seen managers like really. He shoved them too. I'm like, damn, Dave. Like, you having flashbacks? Chill out, brother. And on a side note, completely separate note, Botcher, you know Aaron Boone has a pacemaker, right?
I'm assuming a lot of managers do. Most of them are old.
What?
I'm saying, I think a lot of older managers might have pacemakers. A lot of coaches have them. Harbaugh has one.
No. Man, I'm talking about a baseball manager with a pacemaker. Listen, if you want to go ahead and Google that, I will leave it up to you. As far as just being old is a prerequisite to have. What's old? Aaron Boone is old?
He's in his mid-50s, right?
He wasn't old forever. That's old?
Mid-50s, manager? I don't know. That's when the heart starts to break down a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, you just sent a good portion of our listeners into the graveyard. We all appreciate that. Anyway, I'm going to Google that. I'm going to look that up. My point is, and this I know for sure, I know it as a fact, okay? Aaron Boone is the only manager that I know in baseball who has a pacemaker. Aaron Boone is always getting ejected. He's getting thrown out of games. This guy is always ticked off. He's pissed off. He's angry. I can't remember the last time I've seen two managers just going out there shoving the hell out of each other. No, they didn't get into a fist fight. No, nobody knocked nobody to the floor. There was no Pedro Martinez to Don Zimmer. Let me grab you and roll you onto the ground. There was none of that. But you typically don't see managers getting into it like that, where it gets physical. And so I'm just saying to myself, damn it, what happens if somebody shoves Aaron Boone? I'm always surprised every time he's in a umpire's face. I'm like, whoa, take it easy, buddy. What we don't need is for you to have a heart attack. And Aaron Boone, by the way, very nice guy. Very, very, very. The Boones are nice guys, as far as I know. All my interactions have been good. But anyway, back to Dave Roberts. He was ticked off. Dave Roberts was mad. And by the way, here's the suspensions. Robert Suarez. This is the man that hit the golden goose, Shohei Ohtani. He got 3 games. It's like, why are you hitting Shohei Ohtani in retaliation for going out there and popping Tatis? Not good. Mike Schilt, the manager for the Padres, he got 1 game. Dave Roberts, he got 1 game. And I'm like, yo, he's the one who shoved Mike Schilt. And Dave Roberts, I mean, he tried to provide justification. He said, I was offended. I was insulted. How dare you blame me for intentionally hitting your batter?
And so as he comes out and he's yelling at me and staring me down, that bothers me. Because, to be quite frank, that's the last thing I want. I'm taking starters out of the game and, you know, trying to, you know, get this game over and get this kid a couple innings. And so that's why I felt, you know, I took that personal, because I understand the game and know that I understand it doesn't feel good to hit, but understand, again, intent versus clearly no intent.
And I took that personally. Yeah, it's a famous line from Michael Jordan, The Last Dance, somewhat. It's kind of crazy. Let's hear from Mike Schilt. He is the manager of the Padres. This is what he had to say about Fernando Tatis Jr. getting hit by a pitch on his hand.
Teams that I manage don't get into altercations like this because teams I manage don't throw at people. But also teams I manage don't take anything. And after a while, I'm not going to take it. And I'm not going to take it on behalf of Toddy. I'm not going to take it on behalf of our team, intentional or unintentional. It's really that simple. That's how this game's played. And you want to call that old school? Then, yeah, we'll play old school baseball.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard a manager say my teams don't throw at people. What? Is that up to him? I mean, yeah, he can have some say-so and some influence, but, man, if I'm a pitcher on the mound and you just hit my guy, I don't need somebody to tell me. I need to hit somebody else in retaliation.
It's like a code red. Did you order the code red?
I'm sorry?
The code red from the movie with Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson?
No, I'm not a movie. What movie is that?
Why am I forgetting it? A Few Good Men.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can't handle the truth. Yeah, that one.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Not the direction I was going in, but thank you.
My bad. It was just code red. You know, managers order it, and the soldiers got to follow it.
Yeah. But the point I was making is some days you don't got to say nothing. If you're a veteran player out there, you don't need a manager to tell you squad diddly. If you're a leader in the clubhouse and people look up to you and you set the tone and you're a veteran, Justin Verlander doesn't need to be told when he's healthy, if he's healthy, to go out there and hit somebody. You know, Max Scherzer doesn't need to be told the conditions of when and where I need to go ahead and hit somebody. So to hear Mike Schilt go, my teams don't hit anybody. Well, listen, bro, it's not always up to you. I mean, if we got a rookie and we got a young guy out there and he's just, you know, wet behind the ears, then sure, you may give him the look or the nod. But I think it's pretty much well known across the majors that, you know, there's a time to pop somebody and there's a time not to. Shohei Ohtani was hit not just yesterday, a couple of days ago. And everybody's like, what are you doing? Like Dave Roberts is looking at it going, you just hit like $1 billion. What are you doing? What the hell is your problem? And so I don't think anybody needed to be told, hey, come here. Hit him. It's wholly unnecessary. Mike Schilt continued on, this time getting at Dave Roberts. He's like, yeah, he did it on purpose, the bum.
Enough is enough. You know, we got a guy that's getting x-rays right now. It's one of the best players in the game, of course, on our team. And this guy's has taken shots.
Listen, it's a part of the game. Hitting people is a part of the game. Pitching inside is a part of the game. Hitting a guy in the ass, the backside, the thigh, the back, the shoulder, the elbow, trying to get him in. It's a part of the game, and it always has been. Nobody wants to get hit by baseball. Nobody. Sometimes it's an accident, and sometimes it's intentional. I would think that every guy that got hit last night, from Tatis certainly to even Ohtani, was certainly hit in retaliation. And I don't mind it. And this is good. I get it. These are two teams beating the hell out of each other in the National League West. Man, they might meet each other in the postseason again. Go for it. Like, this baseball needs more of this. We need beef. We need storylines. We need rivalries. Because let's be real, from a national perspective, there's not a rivalry big enough in baseball right now that the majority of the country would tune in and say, oh, I got to watch this. But if they keep this up between Los Angeles and San Diego, then yeah. The next time you hear or see that L.A. and San Diego are on the schedule, you might take some time to watch, because you know that even if you don't see somebody get hit, even if there aren't fisticuffs and fireworks, that there's going to be something worth watching. Dave Roberts is just like, I guess everybody's just pleading a fifth. I didn't do it. I don't know. Not
Jack
guilty.
Little was making his major league debut, and he's trying to get through the app. And then he hits Tatis with an arm side fastball. Obviously, I think anyone knows there is no intent.
No intent. Okay, all right. Maybe he did, and he hit him high in the hands. Maybe he didn't intentionally mean to hit him. I don't know. I know when Ohtani got hit, that was certainly on purpose. I'll tell you this. Give me more intensity in baseball. Give me more guys that don't like each other. I mean, we've had enough of this. If a guy gets pitched inside, oh, my God, you trying to hurt me? Nah, man, I'm playing baseball. I'm playing a game. Man, Roger Clemens, Nolan Ryan, these guys used to play. They were pitching you inside. They were moving you off the plate. They were making you uncomfortable. I guess we got too many, sissies running around in baseball right now. It's just, oh, no, he pitched inside. He's trying to hit me. Listen, man, learn how to hit the inside pitch. All these complainers out here. And for Mike Schilt and Dave Roberts, here's some advice. Let's just get these guys, these elderly gentlemen, as Batra, I guess, would qualify them. Let's get these elderly gentlemen and put them in an octagon and see if they can go out there and just hash it out. Dave Roberts was getting up in his grill. Hey, Dave, next time, just throw a punch, okay? No need for a shove. Just go ahead and throw a whole-ass punch. Dave Roberts suspended one game. Nice vacation. Mike Schilt suspended for one game. Hey, nice vacation. And Robert Suarez, The man who looked at Shohei Ohtani and said, I'm going to hit this dude in the back, he got 3 games. Yeah, you can't hit Shohei Ohtani. It's like nice baseball Jesus over there. You got to leave him alone. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We need more fighting. More fighting, more beef in baseball. Bring it to me. Mark is here from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Mark, what's up?
Oh, hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Now, I caught most of that segment. I didn't catch the whole segment. So I wanted to offer a neutral perspective. I'm a Blue Jays fan, so I really could care less about either of those two teams. But I'm going to largely agree with you. So, Mike, how do you say his name? Like Schlich or something? Schultz?
Yes, there you go. Yes, you said his name.
There you go.
Watch your mouth, Mark. Go ahead.
I'm kind of old, you know. By the way, okay. Hearing Dave Roberts and elderly, that made me question things a little bit. But I keep wanting to say Mike Schmidt, but anyway, that's a whole another guy.
Another guy.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, regardless. Okay. He needs to settle down. I mean, it's not like, you know, he wasn't hitting the head. It was just a pitch high and inside. It hit him. Was it intentional? Maybe. Were you trying to brush him back a little bit from the plate? Okay. Just a total overreaction. Okay. This is how, like you said, the game should be played like that. I mean, Roberts maybe shouldn't have completely blown a gasket either, but it is fun. I hope it gets the ratings up a bit.
Yeah.
Seriously. Pitching inside. Come on. It's nothing.
Yeah, we need
and yeah, don't
we
be throwing
more.
At oh, sorry, don't be throwing at Ohtani, man. That would be like trying to hit Gretzky back in the day. Come on. You know,
yeah, leave him alone. And hey, look, I don't think we will ever see it. But could you imagine if Shohei Ohtani went out to hit somebody back? Could you imagine? Never. No.
Yeah, no. I think he's too polite. I think. It's a good thing his translator's in prison, I guess, because I don't know. Yeah. He'd probably act differently.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia.
Thanks, JR.
No problem. I hope Ohtani's translator. I hope that guy knows how to fight. He's gonna be serving quite a few years in prison. I hope he's learning how to fight and get it together. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, put up your dukes. Get some fighting in baseball. Seth is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Seth?
Not much. Just leaving work. How you doing?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
I was enjoying your conversation about the baseball feuds, and I just wanted to bring up, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's worth a quick YouTube search. 1999, Albert Bell was hit by a pitch and refused to take first base. And the ump was too afraid to force him, so he made the manager come out, and Albert still refused because he wanted to hit the home run, the winning run. Cal Ripken comes up next and drives in the winning run, and Albert was furious.
Yeah, I remember that. But here's the thing. Albert Bell was furious about everything all the damn
time.
Yeah,
of course.
he has to be the most miserable baseball superstar that we've ever had in the history of the world. He was pretty miserable. Him and Barry Bonds.
I've heard some stories that he was pretty sweet to kids at times. But, yeah, the game has changed, but he still stood out back then even.
Yeah, he was a nasty you-know-what. And to the media, I guess. Let's put it that way.
He didn't like the media, I know that.
Yeah, well, but, sometimes you got to maybe just be nice to people. That can work. I don't know. Well, we'll see. Well, thank you, Seth.
The other yes. tragedy in that situation was those 1999 uniforms they made the teams wear.
Is that the one with no sleeves?
Yep.
I remember that.
I don't know what the idea was there. But.
Colorado was wearing that for probably the – didn't they debut the Rockies with no sleeves? Or they bring that on later?
I think you're right. It was sometime early in the 90s when they first came around.
Yeah, but then the Rockies wore them probably in an extended amount of time.
Yeah, but I think we don't want people hurt and stuff, but definitely that kind of drama definitely will draw interest, and I think is good for the game.
Yeah, and fisticuffs, bring them back. Hey, they do it in hockey all the time. Bring it back to baseball. No bad stuff. Hey, Seth, you be easy, okay?
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, you too. Shout-outs to Seth for calling from Wisconsin. Nothing wrong with a little fight. Can't fight in the NBA. Costs too much money. They don't want no problems there. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, speaking of baseball, this guy and his former team, they used to fight, and now they love each other. We're going to talk about Sammy Sosa. This man is back with the Chicago Cubs. All he had to do, I guess, was tell the truth about his usage, you know, if you get my drift. We'll talk about Sammy Sosa on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before we went to break, we learned that we have some suspensions that have been given out in Major League Baseball after the Dodgers and the Padres just wanted to throw at each other last night. Had the managers getting into it. Mike Schilt suspended for one game. Dave Roberts shoved him. He got a game. Robert Suarez, he got suspended 3 games for throwing at Shohei Ohtani after Fernando Tatis Jr. was popped at the top of the 9th inning. Yeah, suspensions for everybody. Padres and Dodgers, they hate each other. Good. We need beef. We don't got a lot of beef left in baseball. Everybody's happy and lovely, and I'm just so happy to be here. Unless you're Rafael Devers. We'll get into him in a little while. But let's talk about something positive. Oh, yeah, by the way, Botcher. There's only one guy with a pacemaker. It's Aaron Boone, man. Come on.
I know, but you just saw reports that Ron Washington of the Angels, he's not managing anymore because of health issues, you know?
Yeah, but not everybody got a... You don't reach...
They don't all have pacemakers, but they're fragile.
But there's a very different thing about having a pacemaker versus being fragile. Here's the thing. Aaron Boone is the only guy who has a pacemaker, and he's relatively young, given a lot of the managers that are running around, relatively speaking. And only dude besides him before him is Tony La Russa. He's old, okay? All right? This guy was falling asleep in a dugout. And so there we go. Not everybody over the age of is old. What the hell is old to you?
I don't know. Anyone like close to 60?
Okay.
60-ish?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Anyway, let's talk about something positive. Would you like that, Botcher? Would that be good for you?
Yeah.
All right. Sammy Sosa. Everybody hates each other between the Dodgers and the Padres. Is Sammy Sosa has been reunited with the Chicago Cubs. And all it did is Sammy Sosa to basically go, yeah, I made a mistake. You know, I did some things I shouldn't have did. This man tested positive for drugs, steroids. Back in 2003, according to the New York Times. Okay, this man left in 2004 after 13 seasons with the Cubs, was sent to the Orioles. He has the most home runs in Cubs history of 545. And all of a sudden, when it came down to being investigated, he forgot how to speak English. I guess Sammy Sosa all of a sudden didn't know English and didn't know about drugs or steroids. He knew nothing. And so the Chicago Cubs and him were on the outs like, man, stay over there. Like, we don't want you around here. Like, you tarnishing your legacy. You tarnishing us. And so Sammy Sosa actually apologized pretty much over, didn't say, hey, I did drugs, everybody. Nobody comes out and says that. A-Rod did it. Lance Armstrong kind of did it after he threw everybody under the bus. But anyway, Sammy Sosa said, there were times I did whatever I could to recover from injuries in an effort to keep my strength up to perform over 162 games. I never broke any laws, but in hindsight, I made mistakes and I apologize. That is the most lawyerly way to say I did it. That is the most lawyerly way of saying, yeah, I took drugs. But what you going to do? I love the admission without the admission. I love it. Shout out to the great lawyers out there. Anyway, Sammy Sosa, He was back at Wrigleyville today. He's on stage celebrating all their players. And listen to this video that the Cubs put together for slamming Sammy Sosa.
Making his return to Wrigley Field for the first time in 21 years. Please welcome back Cubs legend, Sammy Sosa.
Yeah. Rumor has it he spoke English today. Can you imagine Sammy Sosa speaking English?
Are you sure?
Yeah, he remembered English. He's not at a congressional hearing. He knows English.
That's impressive. It only took him 20 years.
Yeah, he puts on church shoes, he puts on a nice suit, and he forgets English. You know, it happens that way. I would too.
Messes me up.
Listen, if I had to put on church shoes and a suit and you're going to grill me about drug use, I might forget English too.
Yeah, you take the Yankee hat off me, I'm already confused. Never mind putting me in a suit.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa. You know, nobody can deny that was a great time for baseball. That was. It was a lot of fun.
That's the part that gets lost in all of it, doesn't it?
It was fun. It was so much fun. Remember they would cut away? I don't care what game was on. Maybe it was Fox or ESPN. Like, you can't imagine that happening today unless some guy was just at the end of the season, Aaron Judge is like at 400 or he's trying to hit 80 home runs. Like, we would have cutaways to Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. It was so much fun.
And that's the thing that gets lost, because as much as we want to get on our high horse, like, we all enjoyed it, and baseball hasn't had that kind of...
Never.
They haven't had that juice for a really long time. I mean, I can tell you now, I remember it when McGwire broke the record... That home run, though, 62.
And he grabbed his kit. He ran around. He
almost missed first base and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I called out from work that night.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I wanted to watch that game.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about it. The last time you wanted to watch a regular base. I mean, I don't even know who the Cardinals played. Oh, they played the Cubs, actually, because Sosa was there.
Yes.
But just the idea that I would call. Now, granted, I'm, you know, jobbing a Super Bowl. I'm 18 years old, 17 years old, 19, whatever the hell age I was. Granted, it's not like a career job, but the idea that I wanted to see it with my own eyes to call out from work. When was the last time there was any juice like that for a baseball season?
None.
So as bad
none.
As it is?
None. It was fun.
It wasn't.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, man. You know, I get it. I don't want to say that everybody was a little bit more naive back in those days. You know, drugs were out there. Drugs were everywhere. And you start thinking about the 80s and the 90s, steroids was the thing. Like, it's like, oh, steroids was the thing. And it slowly and surely over time has changed. Were we naive? I didn't look at these two guys and just go, man, these guys are juicing. I mean, after the fact, it's easy to look at. Like Frank Thomas, that dude is built like a tank.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't never got nothing out of Frank Thomas, but you look at Mark McGwire from his time with Conseco, these guys swelled up, and so did Sammy Sosa. It's like, are we attributing it to age? But then here's the thing. A lot of the things that they were taking were not illegal.
None of them were, basically.
There you go. So maybe we didn't care. I don't know.
I think that's the thing, because that's why, look, were we naive? Maybe. But I really, truly think that we didn't care, because I can't tell you... I don't know what year it was exactly. Maybe it was 88, 89, 90, somewhere in that area. If you would have asked me the question, I wouldn't have cared anyway. But if you would have said, is Canseco on steroids? I'd have been like, yeah. McGwire, too. You just knew because you looked at him. McGwire from 87 to like 89.
Oh, my God.
He must have gained 50 pounds.
Yeah.
That's you it. Knew. We knew.
He went, it's he not went, like, come on, Barry Bonds. Come on.
Right. Golly. It's not like we didn't know that it was going on. I just don't think we cared. And it's not like, well, we didn't know what steroids were. Yeah, we did. Lyle Alzado was telling us about steroids in like 1985. We knew what the hell was going on.
Side note, have you seen Alfonso Soriano?
Recently?
Yeah. Have you seen that guy?
No. Now I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Is he like Mike Bibby now?
Yes. Oh, my God. Alfonso Soriano went from being built like Reggie Miller. He was built like Reggie Miller, and now he looks like Mark McGwire. Okay?
Get the hell out of here. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm going to send you a
picture. He's a twig.
Yes. But no, not anymore, bro. Boccia, have you seen Alfonso Soriano?
I just looked it up on Twitter. He went to, I guess, Japan for a game. You can definitely see he's gotten bulkier.
Yeah, no, no, he's forms. Bulkier, bro. No, bulkier is not the word. Bulkier is what happens when somebody gets heavier. This guy is yoked. He is jacked. He looks like an action figure.
Huh.
I guess Alfonso Soriano looks like he could be, he is jacked to the gills.
When he came up with the Yankees, I think it was 01 or 2000, whatever it was, his arms looked like the bat.
Yes.
So did his legs, to be honest.
Yeah, he had the speed. He had the bat speed. He had power. And I guess he's like, I'm retired. Now I'm just going to get yoked. Huh. He's big. He's big like Chapman. He might be bigger than Aroldis Chapman.
Seriously?
Yeah. I just found a new. Yeah, it's he's pretty built.
He's been eating his. He's
like
been
Stanton.
Yes.
He's to clear in the cream his career was over.
No. I will tell you, Bocci, you said he's like Stanton. For anybody listening, everybody listening, I will go out on a limb. I haven't looked at a photo of him in like more than a year. Alfonso Soriano is bigger than Stanton because he is lifting. Like Stanton is still trying. He's lifting probably still too much and he can't play baseball. Alfonso Soriano gets up and he's like, what do I have to do? Nothing. And he's over here eating weights.
Damn.
Yeah, I'll text you a photo.
I'm curious now because this is a guy that hit over 400 homers built like a string bean.
Look, I don't want to get into Quagmire's arm joke, but he's jacked. Okay, he's jacked. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, and we'll get into Rafael Devers. He gets to beat up on the Red Sox tonight. We'll get into that. But I told you, Sammy Sosa, welcome back into Chicago. I want to tell you about somebody who is maybe not having the greatest of impressions in his new home. And that's Shedeur Sanders. You thought he had one speeding ticket? Try again. He had more than that. We'll talk about it. We'll get into more. Right now, newsflash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And we've been talking baseball. People hitting each other, or people hitting Shohei Ohtani, people hitting Fernando Tatis Jr. Talked about Sammy Sosa, used to hit home runs, used to hit the needle. Now, allegedly, he said he did some things. He didn't say what he did. Maybe he robbed a candy store. I have no idea. I can only assume what Sammy Sosa did. We got another guy out here doing illegal things. He ain't robbed no candy store. He's just driving too damn fast, too fast and too furious. You know, we learned earlier this week that Shedeur Sanders was pulled over for driving 101 miles per hour in a 60 mile per hour zone. Ouch. Terrible. Awful. That was a couple days ago. We also learned now that just a couple of weeks ago, he was pulled over for the same damn thing, driving 91 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone. And so we found out one from a couple of days ago, and it's just like, okay, just behaving badly. People speed. I've gotten a speeding ticket or two in my life. Like, you just go, okay, what I did was stupid. I should have done better. It happens. It does. Not the worst thing in the world. It can be very dangerous, which is why you shouldn't do it for yourself and others. Done. But twice? Now I feel different. Earlier this week, I'm like, okay, you got a speeding ticket. Happens every day. Just don't be a knucklehead. I hate it. Like, I hate people who are driving fast. Like, if you want to drive fast and ain't nobody in the road, go ahead and knock yourself out. It's your life. You want to go tumbling, flying, you know, you want to take the risk of hitting something, knock yourself out. That's your life. But when you're speeding and all over the place and you're doing it in traffic and you could kill somebody else, man, screw you. Shout outs to the safe drivers listening to me. If you're not safe out there, then whatever. Anyway, you know how I feel about you. Twice, though, you didn't learn your lesson the first time. I'd be a choir boy after that. You know what I don't want to do? And shout outs to the officers out there. We got plenty of officers who listen to the show. We've had plenty of officers who've called me over the years or messaged me. Hey, Botcher, 1 year, well, just a couple years ago, this is hilarious. One of my favorite on-air stories ever. We had a cop who pulled a guy over. It was a cop who used to call frequently. And he pulled a dude over one day, and they were both listening to the show. And so he gave the guy a break. He's like, oh, you're listening to JR? He's like, yeah, I'm listening to JR. He's like, listen, man, just give the guy a break. And I'm like, wait a minute. What are the odds that when I get pulled over, I don't get no damn breaks? But this guy is getting a break because he's listening to the same damn show, so now they're bonding? I'm like, what does that do for me? The answer is nothing, but it was an interesting story. It was a fun story.
You're a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Am I? Oh.
Yeah, your show, at least.
Okay, how about that?
Well, yeah, don't use that one, but don't actually use the card. But yeah.
I'm going to put that on a T-shirt. I'm going to sell it. Listen to me. Get out of jail free. I don't know. That might be something. Right.
Rhymes.
There. Listen to me.
Get out of jail free.
Listen to me. I'm writing it down. I'm doing work here. Listen to me. Get out of jail free.
You could put like a Monopoly, like monocle and top hat on you.
On me?
Yeah.
You got Photoshop skills?
We have AI, even though it's not, it's not good to use AI.
You're going to use AI to turn me into the Monopoly man?
That'd be great.
It's going to make my glasses big, or one monocle and big shiny top hat. I'm just going to look ridiculous.
That's the point. It's okay, Monopoly.
All right. Okay. Anyway, Shador Sanders is looking ridiculous. And apparently he was at some charity baseball game. I hope he didn't drive there. And he basically said, my bad for speeding. My bad.
I know I'll be violent, bro.
He's just a regular kid. Like, what's wrong with
him? I'm just a little boy.
He didn't do nothing wrong. I haven't seen anything wrong.
He's talking about overall in life. You know, I made some wrong choices personally, and I got to own up to him. I made some, not great choices.
He's saying that because he's an accountable person.
I learned.
We're from the real people. I learned.
Okay, I guess that's a joking apology. There ain't going to be no laughing when he has to stand in front of the media next month and they go, so what's the deal? Like, why are you doing this? And he'll have the prepared statement. Well, you know, I made mistakes and I need to do better and I'm still learning and same old stuff. And what can you do? Nothing. He ain't beat nobody up. He didn't do anything. He did what a lot of people do, speed. There's nothing that you can do but learn. Maybe after this, say, you take your car away. Maybe you get locked up. That's when you got a problem. But two times is already overkill. And so you really need to take a look at his decision making and go, is this a guy that we can trust? Like, we can't even trust him to go to and from work without going 100 miles per hour. Like, bro, you trying to die? What are we doing out here? So, look, it's not going to change his standing with the Cleveland Browns. Not going to punish the dude. According to the Browns and Cleveland.com, according to Cleveland.com, they say that he is taking care of his tickets. Team spokesman told Cleveland.com. And I guess after that, who cares, right? You can't do anything besides take his car away, license, and lock him up. It's just dumb. Got a lot of people out here doing dumb things. Hey, Bacha, you big deal or no deal here on Shador?
I would say medium deal.
Medium, yeah.
Because if he gets one more incident, then you could say, okay, this is starting to be a really, really big red flag here.
Oh.
But it's I'm not to like minimize speeding, but compared to other things he could have had happen to him, it's lower on the list.
Yeah, you are right. I mean, there's a lot of things that he could be Zion Williamson, okay? But outside of that, there's a lot of places I can go with that one. I will avoid all of them. You would think, and maybe you don't, how old is Shador? 23 years old?
He's either 23 or 24.
Yeah, he probably got to be 23, I think. Yeah, he's 23 years old. Just turned 23. There's the part about being alive hasn't kicked in yet. Like, hey, I am not going to do things that could kill me. That's it. Like, there's a point in your life where you wake up and just go, I get it, you're playing football, you're in a beat the hell out of each other sport. But just from a life perspective, there comes a point in time where you don't want to do things that will kill you or endanger you because you appreciate life. Like, he hasn't lived life. He's lived a very nice life. But to be and stand on his own two feet and to have his world in front of him and do what he wants and kind of ply his trade, God willing, he lives a long, 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 long time. He's still at the beginning stages of life. Botcher, when I walk outside and I see a crack in the street, I make sure I don't fall down because I don't want to know what it feels like to hit the floor anymore, okay? It doesn't feel good. I'm not doing anything that's going to risk my life, let alone my profession. And so that's why you look at what Shador is doing and you go, okay, once, twice, but to your point, man, if you start making a habit out of this, do you understand what you're doing to yourself potentially? Man, it takes one move, one deer, you know, one object left in the road to just completely change your life. I know he's heard about this from his dad. I know Deion Sanders is in his ass about it, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk some basketball on the other side, get into Rafael Devers. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.